Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a lot of anxiety today concerning where we're headed as a nation. No matter which side of the line you stand upon, there's a great deal of uncertainty and concern. Questions get asked like, will we continue to be a constitutional republic, or will we move towards some form of socialism, or will we look like some other something? Where are we going? This morning, God speaks to us through His Word to tell us that in the midst of such confusion and turmoil, we have a shepherd who knows exactly where he's going and why. Jesus is teaching in Jerusalem, and he begins saying, "I am the good shepherd." That says a lot about who he is. He's the one who leads, and we would be the ones who follow. He is the good shepherd, in contrast to the hireling. The good shepherd does not abandon the sheep when troubles come. Again, more good news for us sheep who follow the shepherd. The hired hand runs away. He cares nothing for the sheep, Jesus tells us. He's only there because he's being paid to be there. So when the wolf comes, if I was that hired guy and a wolf came, there's not enough money you could pay me to stand between the sheep and a hungry wolf. Again, in contrast to that, Jesus says that he lays down his life for the sheep. Three times he says that, not just once, three times. That's an indication of his great love for the sheep, for his sheep. He knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. It's also an indication that Jesus, as the good shepherd, knows exactly where he's going. More than once, he told his disciples that he was going to go up to Jerusalem, where he would suffer at the hands of the chief priests and elders, be put to death, and on the third day, rise again. What Jesus was really saying to them is that he was going home. And the way home would go through the cross. It would go through the cross because that's the only way Jesus, the Good Shepherd, could bring his sheep home. That cross stood as a barrier. It was a closed door. It was the death that both God's law and sin demanded. And like that wolf, it would consume us. Jesus, the good shepherd, knew that. So he went ahead of his sheep, as shepherds do. He subjected himself to death. As the good shepherd, he did not abandon us to the wolves. He stood between us and the death Adam deserved. He stood between us and the wrath of God that burns against sin. He stood between us, and he died on that cross in our place and for our sake. He was condemned. The punishment we deserve fell on him. God's justice was fulfilled. Jesus gave himself into the hands of sin and death. The hunger of those wolves was satisfied. But they couldn't hold him. They had no power over him. The great good shepherd of the sheep shattered that door so that he could then lead us through. Jesus, the good shepherd, knew exactly where he was going and why. All that he did through his life, death, and resurrection, he did for us. He did so that we could live free from the chains of sin and death, free to live again in fellowship with our God, free to come into his presence, come into his home. Having shattered the door of death, Jesus leads us still through that door and on to our resurrection. As Paul writes in Romans 6, for all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death. We have died with Christ. We have been crucified with him. We've been joined together with Jesus in his death so that he can bring us through that door to life. As Paul writes again in Romans 6, the one who has died has been set free from sin. Because we died with Christ, because we have died the death sin demands, sin's wage has been paid. It now has no hold on us. Its chains have been broken. Our sin has been forgiven. And if we have been joined together with Jesus in a death like his, we are also joined together with him in a resurrection like his. He is leading us now toward the full reality of that resurrection. The full physical reality of what is ours now by faith. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has led us through the cross and is leading us through the grave. Because his tomb is empty, so will ours be. The grave is not our home. This sanctuary and this meal that has been prepared for us is a foretaste of the homecoming that will be ours when Jesus returns in all of his glory to take us home, to take us before God's throne in his house where we will dwell with him forever. Jesus, as our shepherd, is leading us toward that resurrection and calling us to invite others to join us in his train. Wherever we go, and whatever activities we are engaged in each day, know that Jesus is leading us to those activities and to those people we encounter in them, so that opportunities will come for us to share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ and the resurrection he shares. Look for those opportunities to share that hope, to invite others to join us in the life and salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ. Continue to go to work each day, to go to school, to the gym. Continue to stand against injustice, mismanagement of resources, abuses of power, lies and half-truths, and whatever else, other issues that arise in our society. Continue to do what responsible citizens do. Continue to do what responsible workers do. Continue to do what responsible employers do, what responsible parents and children do. Continue to do those things, because they are important things. But don't get lost in the details. Don't get so concerned for the details that you miss the opportunities that come to share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ. And don't get upset if you feel like you're just wandering, if you're walking in circles, if you've lost your way. Sheep do that from time to time. But our shepherd never loses his way. He knows exactly where he's headed, and he knows where he's bringing us. And if we get a little off track, he comes and he finds us. And he uses us right where we are. Don't despair. If nothing in this valley of the shadows of death seems to change, don't despair if that shadow seems to grow darker. Don't lose hope, because Jesus, the Good Shepherd, goes before us in that valley to make a path through the trials and troubles. Because our shepherd knows where he is going, we need never be concerned about whether or not we're in the right place, because he has us right where he wants us to be, when he wants us to be there, with those he wants us to be with, so that he, through us, can touch those still wandering in the dark. So that he, through us, as we share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, might invite those others to come with him to those green pastures and quiet waters that is now our home in Christ. Because of what Jesus has done for us, because of what he has given to us, because of what he continues to do for us in his word and here at this table, we can, with the confidence of David, say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.